Good afternoon. It is very nice to be here today. My name is Dr. Linda Carroll, and I'm from the school health clinic. I'm going to discuss how we can prevent the flu virus, also known as influenza. So why don't we get started? Let me ask you this. How many of you have had the flu virus? Okay, I see almost everyone raising their hands. Now, the flu virus migrates quickly from one person to the next, and it can keep you in bed for days, so it's important to know how we can prevent the flu. So first, I'm going to discuss what the flu is. Then I'm going to show you how our bodies fight it. Finally, I'm going to explain how we can prevent the flu. What is the flu virus? It's a disease that causes pain, weakness, fever, sore throat, and other problems with the body. It is often transmitted by coughing or direct contact. Additionally, the flu is seasonal. Where we live, it usually occurs during the fall and winter months. If you get the flu, your body creates memory cells called antibodies. These antibodies remember how to fight the flu virus. However, antibodies can only destroy a virus they already recognize. Unfortunately, every year new types of flu viruses spread around the world. So, even though you're immune to old types of flu, you may not be immune to a new flu virus. Thankfully, a healthy immune system can usually dispose of most flu viruses in a few days. But this is not always true. Every year, around 500,000 people die from the flu. On our campus last year, we saw 2,000 cases of flu. Some students even missed a whole week of class. That's definitely a bad thing, right? When you're vaccinated for the flu, the vaccination induces the creation of new antibodies. These antibodies fight the flu virus. Because the vaccination creates new antibodies, it helps your body fight new kinds of flu viruses, too. So, your body will be fighting viruses all the time, and you won't even know it. Another important part of prevention is herd immunity. This is when most of the people in an area are immune to a virus. Herd immunity stops the disease from spreading and makes it less likely that a virus will be transmitted. Herd immunity is one reason why vaccines are so important. Vaccines create herd immunity, and herd immunity means that people will stay healthier and that students can be in class. As a researcher and health practitioner, I found that millions of people around the world have been helped and even saved by vaccinations. That's why I encourage all of you to get vaccinated. In fact, I recommend that you encourage your family members to get a flu shot, too. It certainly can't hurt. Also, new government legislation has really improved our healthcare infrastructure in recent years. We have our university health clinic, for example. There are also quite a few local health clinics that provide flu vaccinations. And money is no excuse anymore. These vaccinations are often offered for free, especially for students. Now, there are no laws enforcing mandatory vaccinations, which is why I strongly urge all of you to get your flu vaccinations so that you're healthy and able to attend all of your classes this semester. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak with you today. Does anybody have any questions?